This is KTO Public Media's Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Christina Love, and our next guest is here as part of Diabetes Awareness Month. Thank you so much to Cynthia Nickerson. She's a diabetes educator. Today, we're going to talk about healthy choices and hear about a free pre-diabetes reversal class that's on November 6th. Welcome.
Thank you for having me. I'm glad to be here.
So at the dinner table the other night, I had a family member that shared that he thought that he was pre-diabetic. For our listeners, could you please explain what the difference between diabetes and pre-diabetes is?
Sure, I'd be happy to. So diabetes, type 2 diabetes, is a condition where the body just doesn't digest food as it properly should. And the really good news is before people get diagnosed with type 2 diabetes, there's something called prediabetes that occurs in just about everybody. So prediabetes is when the body is not quite digesting food appropriately, but it's not become such a big issue that the person goes on to develop type 2 diabetes. So prediabetes, I liken it to the warning light in your car coming on. You know, your car tells you that something's not quite right, but it's not broken down yet. So prediabetes occurs when blood sugars become elevated, but not yet high enough to get the diagnosis of type 2 diabetes. And type 2 diabetes accounts for about 90% of all diabetes.
Oh, wow. 90%.
Yes.
So what are some of the warning signs?
Well, it varies from person to person, but some of the signs of elevated blood sugars can be feeling tired, feeling a bit dizzy, going to the bathroom a lot, drinking a lot, and just not really quite feeling energetic.
So feeling really thirsty?
That's right, what you mean, right. Right. Okay. The most mischievous symptom of all is no symptom for people with diabetes. And that happens quite a bit. People feel fine, and yet their blood sugars are high enough that they get the diagnosis of type 2 diabetes.
Wow. And how do you get checked for that?
The only way to find out is a blood test through your physician's office or at a health fair.
Oh, wow. Okay. Mm-hmm. And so you have a class coming up, and it's free. The
yes.
most important part. It's free. It's a free class.
Yes. So the class we have on Wednesday, November 6th, it's at 3 p.m. at Bartlett, is a free pre-diabetes class. And the reason why we're having a pre-diabetes class is because people who have pre-diabetes, who know they have it, can actually take steps to reverse the condition and make it go away so they don't have to go on to develop type 2 diabetes. So having prediabetes does put you at risk for type 2, but there are things you can do to get rid of that. So there are three things that people can employ. And, you know, it's really easy to say it, these things, but it's not easy to do them. And that's where we come into play. So by managing your food and your portion sizes and eating healthier foods, that's one way. Increasing your exercise to about 150 minutes per week, or that's about 30 to 60 minutes every day, and losing about 5 to 7% of your body weight can actually help those blood sugars go back down into the normal range, and you can absolutely reverse the situation. Once you get type 2 diabetes, it's not reversible. So this is why I like prediabetes so much, is because I really want to keep people from coming to see me at the hospital.
Yeah.
I joke about how I want to be put out of a job.
What is your position at the hospital?
I'm a registered nurse and I'm a certified diabetes educator.
Oh my goodness. So when working with people who do have diabetes, do you use the model of addiction?
Sometimes, you know, foods can certainly be very addictive. As a matter of fact, very sugary foods can be addicting, I should say.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's really just taking a healthy look at all of our actions, you know, learning about foods and how they affect our blood sugars, portion sizes, you know, ways to get in that exercise, which is really hard for a lot of people here in Juneau with the weather. So
it's like some of the hardest.
It is. Well, you know, the Scandinavians say there's no such thing as bad weather, only bad weather clothes.
Yes.
So it really does help if you've got good weather clothes and or you find places to get your exercise, like, you know, just shopping at the grocery store or going to walk at the indoor gym or
yeah,
the indoor tracks.
Those are great.
So there are things you can do. It can also be, you know, exercise involves just maybe cleaning your house or dancing or just any kind of body
getting
movement.
Getting it right, getting into it. Yeah.
Right.
And I think that for people who are listening, if you have struggled with food or with, you know, exercising, the adverse childhood experiences, that was born out of of working with people who were really struggling with their food and their weight. Mm-hmm. And what they found was that if you had experience an adverse childhood experience, and that was like if you were abused or neglected at some point in your life, then the likelihood that you would struggle with food or exercise later on was very, very common.
Yes. And so the beauty of our program at Bartlett is I work with tremendous registered dietitians who will address eating disorders and can help kind of smooth that out. So I don't deal directly with weight loss, but the dietitians do.
Oh, that's so great.
So we work as a team.
So November 6th at Bartlett at 3 p.m. So so how long is the class and who should go and what can people expect?
Well, I encourage anyone who feels that they might be at risk for developing diabetes because they've got a family history or maybe they've developed prediabetes and feel they're at risk. It's also just for anybody who wants the information too. The class starts at 3 and we usually run till about 4:30, and if there are a lot of questions, maybe even a little bit later, about 5 o'clock. So we are going to talk about prediabetes and type 2 diabetes and just give some background on it. We're also going to be talking about food and exercise and
Weight
loss portion.
So the food part, so you'll be educating people on like what foods are mm-hmm. can help and
right.
Yeah.
Right. We'll talk about, you know, what's a protein, what's a carbohydrate, what's a fat, and how those food affect blood sugars.
So even if you don't think that you might, you know, have a genetic predisposition to diabetes, this would be a really great class
Absolutely.
You know, to learn about food and health and to engage in community.
Right. Just if you're interested to learn more about, you know, how our bodies work, that's a great reason to attend.
Oh, that's so great. Oh, that's really so if I did want to go, what would I do?
I would love a telephone call just to make sure that I have enough materials for everybody, and I can be reached at Bartlett at 796-8649.
And just to call you, Cynthia Nickerson, directly,
mm-hmm.
796-8640?
8649.
8649.
Yeah.
Okay. That's great. Okay, so that's 3 p.m., and that's a free class on mm-hmm. November 6th at Bartlett.
Yes, and the reason we're doing that is because it is World Diabetes Month, and in particular, November 14th is World Diabetes Day, and we just want to highlight that, you know, you don't have to struggle with diabetes alone. There are people and professionals that can help you, and it does not involve being put on a diet or anything like that, that there is help here in town.
Oh, that's really great. Thank you so much, Cynthia.
My pleasure.
We'll see you again.
Thank you.